I still can't get the hang of this concept, Lawrence. It just blows me away that you would want to have a Zoom call and have people share their hearts, and God just been working in me mightily, I guess. I didn't know it was him, but he just opened my eyes to the fact that he wants to hear our hearts. He wants us to come to him. And I just want to share, Candace was talking about our positive confessions, and I just wanted to thank you for bringing that up, that we need to share what we want and not what we see, because the devil has really twisted that around, and so that we share what we see because we want sympathy from people. We want somebody to feel sorry for us or know our condition or and help us out. We're looking to people for help. And I didn't realize that before, because now that I've been going to God more and speaking in tongues more, I'm beginning to see that it was my thinking. That's the reason I wasn't getting what I wanted, was because I wasn't going to God for it, and I didn't know I had a connection with God. And so really those positive confessions are really the basis of our spiritual walk, because if we're not confessing what God wants for us, we're not like-minded with God, and that's why we're in the state that we're in, but we just don't know it. So I thank you that we can be on this Zoom call, and we can hear everybody's sharing it, what they're doing in their lives, because it really does inspire us. And I want to thank you for those confessions, because I just noticed that is probably what's really saved my life. I made it to 79 because I wasn't confessing anything. I didn't know. I was trying to be obedient and following and keeping silent and listening to others and trying to gain wisdom. And then I went to the convent when I was 14 because they said I was going to serve God, but it was mostly silence. Even when we went to the classes, we had to be silent. And so I didn't get to speak very much. And this is the most I think I've ever spoken is on this Zoom call, which is really, it's really a testimony, Lawrence, because this is it's a miracle, really. And really, I'm beginning to see now that I did need the wisdom so that I would speak what I wanted and not. I'm glad I haven't been speaking all these years to get people's sympathy, because I did very well without it. And I tried to be positive, and I just went with the flow, but God has just been encouraging me, and I didn't know it was him. I didn't know I had a connection with God. It's just amazing. So I've been studying the word salvation, and it has to do with reconciliation. And you can speak in tongues until you're blue in the face, but God is giving you the words, but you are not understanding. If you don't know that you have a connection with him and that you can speak what you want and not what you have, it's the devil doesn't mind if you speak in tongues, because you don't know what you're saying anyway. Yes, it's a sign to unbelievers. And speaking in tongues for me showed me that I was an unbeliever. It really woke me up to the fact that I have a connection with God. God is talking to me. Duh. He's giving me the words, even though I don't understand the language. And that's what I was so scared of. I didn't understand what I was saying, and it just like paralyzed me. I couldn't speak in tongues for the longest time because I was afraid. And then one time God just showed me in my mind, Jane, you don't know what you're saying anyway, so you won't know if it's wrong. So just speak what I have to give you. And it was really enlightening, because the more that I don't fear, the more that I have fun and I love God and I know it's his words, then I can speak in tongues. And it's starting to make sense now, actually, like a language. Before, I was too scared to speak, so it didn't sound like anything. Just like when you're learning an instrument or playing the piano, if you don't know the notes, it doesn't sound very good. So I just want to encourage everybody to, when you're speaking in tongues, remember that those words are coming from your Almighty Father. and he gives them to you, and they're stuck in your memory. That's the way he made our minds. When you hear words, and they go into your memory, and he can translate those words, and that's how he inspires us, because he has a connection with our mind. He's the one that created us. He's our creator, and he knows us so well, and it just blows me away that God, the creator of the heavens and earth, would create us so that we could have a connection with him. Isn't that wonderful? I hope you all have a great week. And thank you, Lawrence. Thank you for letting me speak. I love y'all.